Good morning.
Good morning.
For some reason, I felt moved to talk about the issue of the matter of life and death. Always an uplifting topic just before the new year. So needless to say, the issue of life and death is a big issue. And their consideration can cause a lot of anxiety, fear, anticipation, and so on. And I think it's true that most of us cling to life and push away death. Yet, in reality, death is the doorway to becoming enlightened, to becoming fully alive. In order to realize our true nature, we must die, and die completely. The self, Carl, Jeff, Jessica, Anne, Mike, must pass away. We must go beyond all our ideas about who we think we are. So what is life? What is death? If we sit with these questions deeply enough, we see that life and death are just names, just concepts. And the most honest answer we can give, the most honest answer we can have to these questions is, we don't know. But as soon as we think we know, we impose these concepts and ideas about what is, and those concepts and ideas create feelings such as fear and anxiety about death or desire for life. This is a famous story, famous teaching story. Nanin was a Japanese Zen teacher during the Meiji era, which went from 1868 to 1912. And there was one time when he received a guest at his temple who was a university professor and was considered in academic and intellectual circles to be an expert in Zen Buddhism. And he had come to see Nanin to find out just what Nanin knew about Zen. And as was the custom in Japan, or as is the custom in Japan, Nanin served tea to his guest. And Nanin began pouring the tea into the professor's cup until the cup was full. And then he kept pouring. Soon the tea was overflowing onto the small table and then running onto the floor. And the professor watched until he could no longer restrain himself. And finally he shouted, "It's overflowing! The cup is full!" And Nanin sat silent for a few seconds and then said, "How can I possibly show you Zen unless you first empty your cup?" So likewise, how can we understand the matter of life and death if our cup is full? If our heads are overflowing with thoughts and ideas about the matter? Just notice for a moment, what happens if I ask you, who were you before you were born? Who will you be after you die? Does your head, does your mind immediately fill with thoughts, ideas, responses? Or do you become disoriented and delirious? The antidote to getting trapped by conceptualizations or disorientation is to simply acknowledge, I don't know, and become fully present to this moment. Where is the matter of life and death when you are fully present to the sound of my hand striking the lectern? When you are fully present to rocking your son or daughter to sleep? The Buddha taught, the secret for a healthy body and mind is to not cling to the past or worry about the future, but to live fully present in the present moment wisely and earnestly. And our old friend Thich Nhat Hanh points out, only the present moment contains life. So if we embody these teachings, the matter of life and death is not a problem. Thank you.